Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. So great to be with you. Look, how about the three-letter acronyms that are being used to wage war on America? EMPs, electromagnetic pulse, could be used against America. We know that China and Russia have this capability, as does the United States, basically detonating a nuclear bomb in our upper levels of our atmosphere to wipe out computers, cars, phones. Everything as we know it, life would stop in America if one of these went off. And the other three-letter acronym, NGOs, non-governmental organizations. We know they're instrumental in sowing chaos on the border and moving illegals here. We also know that these non-governmental organizations are sowing chaos when it comes to transgenderism and all these other issues that are basically dividing America. These are the prongs that our enemies are using to destroy America or could use to destroy America. I actually think an EMP would be the second to last resort for a country like China. The last resort, of course, would be a kinetic war, nuclear bomb, something like that. But EMPs, no loss of life. Well, there would probably be loss of life, but no direct loss of life from the EMP other than medical machines going down and those kinds of things. I want to talk about all of this with a member of the new federal state of China. Ava Chen is our friend. You know her. And get some insight into how the CCP looks at these things, EMPs and NGOs, when it comes to waging war on America. Of course, my website is grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. And you can find the new federal state of China at nfscofficial.com. All right. But with that, let's get the show started, folks, and we'll get straight to our guest.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, as promised, our guest today, Ava Chen, is with us from the new federal state of China. Ava, welcome to the program.
Hi, Grant. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's so good to see you. Look, let's take it step by step here. Let's start with the EMPs and the dangers of electromagnetic pulse, a detonation in the atmosphere. You were telling me last month the United Nations took up this issue, and some very interesting things happened when the National Security Council started debating about really banning the use of nuclear weapons in outer space or upper levels of our atmosphere to cause such havoc. What did you find? What have you realized?
So for folks that are familiar with the UN Security Council mechanism, there are permanent voting members, and they are US, UK, France, CCP, China, and Russia, right? So these are the five permanent members. Any one of them can cast a veto, and which will stop a resolution being put forward. So this meeting that you talk about, that we talked about, is April 24th. So this is where the Japan, not a permanent, one of the permanent members on the UN Security Council, and U.S., basically they co-drafted a resolution. This resolution would stop, any state, any country to put, as you said, weapons or nuclear weapons or the other weapons with mass destruction in the outer space. So which is to basically keep the Earth, the orbits, free from those weapons, which is supposed to be a good, welcoming resolution. So as the part of the voting mechanism, although you have five permanent members, but you also have this 10 other rotating members. So they're being elected to the Security Council and stay there for 2 years at a term. So 5 to 10, so altogether 15 nations vote on this resolution. But guess what? The result is 13 countries voted to support this resolution, right? Because security is for everyone. But there's two states, actually one vetoed it, the other one abstained. And you had to guess, the vetoed one is Russia, okay, Putin's Russia. And then the other one, the abstained, is CCP.
And let me get this straight, Ava. It only takes one permanent member to veto a resolution, so it's out. They got to rewrite it. Is that correct? And here you have Russia and China. You and I have talked about this, cozied up next to each other, political philosophies very similar about how they want to run their countries. And They veto this. Why? Because I think they know this is a viable weapon to be used against none other than the United States.
Absolutely. You know, they are the bad actors because a lot of people don't see the pact that they formed. Okay. If you have to remind people, I think on the show I played, I'm not sure I forgot whether I played a conversation between these two last year. In March, you know, Xi Jinping visited Putin, and on his way out, Xi Jinping told Putin, he said, "You and I about to bring the change that the mankind haven't seen the past 100 years," and Putin agreed. Okay, so this is the conversation they have been planning together, and CCP is a participant in the Ukraine and Russia war. Okay, wake up, people. Well, a lot of people say, "Oh, CCP is not," but they start from the get go in 2020 February.
I know that. Russia and the Chinese Communist Party both look at electromagnetic pulse devices, these weapons, and they are weapons of mass destruction. They do not look at them as falling under any of the nuclear treaties that are out there that would bar you from nuclear stuff. They don't look at them as that. They say, no, this does not fall under that purview, even though it is a nuclear bomb being set off in the upper levels of our atmosphere. But they say no. Well, the reason they say no is because they want to keep open the option to use them.
They call it cyber weapons. Okay, that's how they categorize it. But, you know, never believe communists, okay? Matter of fact, you know, regardless whether this resolution was approved or not approved, Russia and CCP will not be deterred. They will develop the weapon regardless, okay? But I wanted to mention about this is a dynamic, and I wanted people to understand and to pay attention. This is an amendment vote, because this vote, because as I said, you know, 13 voted for it, and two, one is veto, one is abstain. But there is an amendment that proposed by Russia and the CCP. So they suggest some change of the language. And so this is cast another round of vote, and this time the vote is different. And people need to pay attention to the dynamics. And among the 15 countries, this time is even. So 7 voted for the amendment proposed by the CCP and Russia. And 7 voted against by the CCP and Russia. And 1 country abstained. Okay. And if you pay attention to what are those 7 countries, these are the African countries. These are the Latin American countries where the CCP has spent so much money to corrupt and bought out those leaders in those countries through so-called Belt and Road Initiative, that they basically expanding the military bases around the world. And who the target is? The United States and the rest of the Western nations that uphold human rights and liberty and freedom.
All right, so you've got 7 nations vote for this amendment, 7 nations vote against, and I guess, what was it, Sweden that votes, that abstains?
Abstain,
So it's a 7-7 tie, doesn't pass. Clearly, when you look at these South American and Central American countries, you got many of them that are now being overtaken by socialist communist regimes. And this is what you're talking about when you're getting cozied up with China. You made mention of the Belt and Road Initiative. It's basically a loan shark program. China gives you these loans that cannot be repaid, and then China basically takes back all of this property, and they basically control you. It's an old-fashioned mafia scheme, which is really, when I look at Putin and Xi Jinping, and especially Putin in Moscow, because a lot of people say, oh, well, business operates as usual in Moscow, and it's not quite like in China where the CCP really has its mitts in every big business. Putin operates business in Russia as a mafia boss, where you have to pay Putin. Putin gets paid a little bit here. Now, Xi Jinping isn't the mafia boss. He's just the kingpin. He basically runs all of these businesses. Am I wrong on this?
You're not wrong. Actually, Putin, a lot of people say, oh, Putin, they don't like globalists. She doesn't like globalists. Wrong. They like globalists when their interests converge. And Putin controls pretty much 50% of the wealth in Russia. Okay, and the CCP controls all. This is exactly that I wanted people to understand. They're exporting this governance model. What the model is they corrupt those leaders. Look at Taliban, okay? CCP is basically recognizing, giving Taliban diplomatic recognition. They establish their embassy, you know, they exchange diplomatic stuff. But look at how CCP took over Taliban, no different than how CCP took over Middle East, took over the African countries like Djibouti, like Algeria, like Egypt, like just take a look. They export those, they corrupt those leaders, make them rulers forever. Okay, then they export arms, they export surveillance, digital surveillance system. So those and digital currency system. Look at who is most advanced in government, central bank digital currency. Caribbean countries, you were never ever thought about. We talk about Antigua, but you know what? The Eastern Caribbean Bank, which composed of seven nations, they have already issued retail CBDC. So these are the rulers. They're going to rule their country forever. Okay, so these all bought out, and they actually form a one world order ruling class. The peoples are being squashed. All those U.S. technologies that you thought that will be serving humanity are actually using to create those military-grade weapons to use against protests, dissidents, and to use against blackmail politicians to coerce people. So stop helping the CCP. Stop exporting those governance models, because if you don't pay attention, you will lose your freedom very soon, because look around the world. That's why United States, Americans needs to pay attention to foreign policies.
And when you look at what they're also doing at the same time and funding all of these organizations, we call them non-governmental organizations, these so-called nonprofits that under the guise of do-gooders, they're really quite the destroyers in America by sowing discourse and division, basically importing poverty and criminals into the United States just to cause chaos here. A couple of those organizations are Open Societies Foundation. That's a George Soros deal. The Tides Foundation is another one that has been widely accused of sowing this chaos in the United States. These organizations funded also in part by the Chinese Communist Party. You had sent me a clip from Frank Gaffney's program, also on Real America's Voice, where I've got a show there. Ava, you've been on many times. Let me play this clip of Kyle Scheidler, I believe is his name, and he is a Homeland Security expert talking about these NGOs and how they're used here in America. Take a listen.
And it was also the subject of a report that indicated that the Open Society Foundation, the George Soros Foundation, had pushed money through the Tide Center in order to support about $15 million worth in order to support pro-Palestinian protesters. So you had a very interesting connection there. Now, we did see...
Can I just ask you, before we move on to talk a little bit about the Tides operation, as I recall, Tides is a project of Teresa Hines, and that would be the wife of former Secretary of State John Kerry. It's a tax-exempt foundation that is, as you say, pouring, well, hundreds of millions, if not more, dollars into a whole array of radical left operations.
All right, so one of the things that's the problem here is he mentions Teresa Hines, the wife of John Kerry, former Secretary of State, now the environmental czar under Joe Biden. But this means these radical leftist organizations have the ear and really have the pocketbook of those at the highest levels of the American government. That is all by design.
Yes. You know, if you listen to the Miles Kuo's revelation, very unfortunate, you know, a lot of Americans not knowingly has been brainwashed as well, but the different degrees, right? So if you look at who is shaping the world, setting all those rules, control the media, these are communists run World Economic Forum. Okay. So Miles Kuo basically coined a term calling WEF the devils as the International Party of Communism. Mm-hmm. Okay. And look who is really working seamlessly with them. That is CCP before Xi Jinping showed his real ambition to take it all. Okay. So this a little bit. So prior to Xi Jinping, there's other CCP leaders. Okay. They are actually collude. They are part of the WEF, the globalist elites. They have a very dark plan for humanity. However, when Xi Jinping came into power, Xi Jinping said, I'm not going to share my share with you. I don't want to divide it by 10 shares. 10 is just the number I make up. And he said, I want it all because I'm the chosen one. Okay. So this is where she is taking all the things that has been put in place by this WEF and Davos using those, you know, the dirty secrets that he have, and control, trying to control this group of people, the dark forces, but still more or less they still work together because they want the same future, which is enslave all human beings. So a lot of those elites that was used to work with the WEF now forced to work with the Xi Jinping if they want the money to come in, to continue flow, okay? Whether it's solar panel, whether it's EV, whether it's any other agendas that they... But they never forget one thing, which is to destroy your system. Because what at war is two different systems. One is completely centralized communist system, okay? The other one is a decentralized, okay, focusing on individual human rights and freedom in a system. So that is why the communists has been through the past a century, has tried to destroy your political system, your social system, your economic system. And they actually get the job almost done by secretly establish the rule around the NGOs.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why you pointed out the NGOs is people need to look at those tax exemption rule. Who set this up? For how long it has been there? Okay.
Here's some of the donations from Tides Foundation.
This is two Tides Foundation. This is another, it's called Crack Star. It's basically Sequoia. If you paid attention, who is Sequoia? Sequoia Funds is actually one of the largest equity funds in the United States, controlling $1.4 trillion, okay, U.S. dollars assets.
Okay, so Sequoia is this giant investment firm. And to the Tides Center, which we've just laid out, has donated so much money to these radical leftist causes, $1.5 million. 347,000, 1.2 million, 300,000.
This is just in 1 year.
This is 1 year. You're talking millions of dollars. Over the course of many years, you're talking millions upon millions of dollars. Yeah. One of the top investment companies that handles pension funds for states across the country, pension funds for schools, state school systems across the country. And this is all going to the Tides Foundation, which we know the CCP funnels money through, which we know our foreign adversaries funnel through. There's Open Societies Foundation as well. I'm sure you're going to see a similar situation. This is where money talks, and it all comes down, I guess, to money, because that's how they drive this.
Exactly. I want to make a distinction. It's not Sequoia directly donate. Sequoia was controlled by the CCP spy, Neil Shin. Okay, up to last year, but for optics reason, he resigned. He moved it to Singapore, but still he control it. He actually controls the Bidens, 10% of the Bidens, which controls TikTok. So everything converge, okay? You don't have to look far. You only have to look at the CCP. You will see whole picture.
So is that his donations? Partner, is that this man's donations?
No, he's through his partner. So his partner name is called Mike Wolowitz, if I remember correctly last name. Maybe I'm wrong a little bit, but the foundation is called Crack Star Foundation. It's his personal foundation that he donated to Tides Foundation every year for millions of dollars. And look what they're for. You have to look at the little font. They're for election. They want to make election more.
Here, I'll read them, Ava. I'll read them. Here's what the things are for, to support, quote, pro-democracy centers, which are the complete opposite of the centers they're actually talking about. Free and fair elections is the exact opposite of what they're talking about. So this is what the left does. They will give fake things.
Justice reforms. If you look at the second line from the bottom.
Down at the bottom. Advanced education leading to meaningful criminal justice reforms through Smart Justice, California Education Fund. Well, all you have to do is mention California. And, you know, when it comes to criminal justice, it's been completely destroyed in California, in large part because of the Tides and open societies.
You didn't see the money that they donate. This Sequoia Partners firm, a foundation donated, is to immigration. Okay. Yeah. Why you have a border issue? Why immigration? Because they have been pumping money into those key policy areas and they end around the United States. You thought CCP is a friend, okay, which would bring wealth and prosperity. You're wrong. They're a devil. Once you expose the mask, they wanted to destroy you from the get-go, from day one.
All right. So they're using a model called the pincer model, and it stems from, I guess, going all the way back to World War II and tank warfare. But you sent me an old video from, that's I don't right. know, this has got to be from the 1940s or 50s, right?
1969.
All right. Yeah. 69. Okay. So the year I was born, a great year in America, 1969, for not reasons that I was born then, but we put a man on the moon, allegedly. And I think the Mets won a world championship. The Knicks were fabulous back then. It was a great year in America, except for the unrest that we were seeing. But anyway, this is the this is that video. I'm going to play some of it, and then we can talk about it.
How can they manipulate the vast majority into accepting socialism when they really don't want it? Well, here again, we find that they have a plan. The strategy is precise and well-tested. It's called revolutionary parliamentarianism. Now, the general strategy employed is a political pincers movement, and these are the terms the communists use to describe it. A pincers movement applying political pressure from above and from below. Now, when they talk about pressure from above, they mean using their people and their influence within the very government marked for takeover to bring forward official recommendations for legislation. These come from the highest possible levels and carry the full prestige of the government. The recommendations, of course, are offered supposedly as solutions to national problems. But when passed into law, their only real effect is to vastly increase the power of government and to move the country that much closer toward the ultimate goal. The pressure from below, then, involves using their influence over the various mass membership organizations of the country to create the appearance of great popular support for these recommendations. Of course, the members of those organizations must never suspect that they're being used to promote the communist program.
All right, I want to cut it off there right now, because instantly what I think of are unions in America. And this is what unions in America are being used for. All you have to do is look at teachers' unions across the country. You look at auto workers' union. Literally, the Biden administration is destroying the auto industry, yet the leaders are still stuck on somehow following the Democrat agenda down a road to self-destruction. And I think this is going on today, 55 years after this video was shot.
Yeah, that's actually Edward Griffin. He's very wise. He's a very wise gentleman and great at patriots. He's actually still alive today. And
does he still talk like this, though, Ava? Because I think that I might do my show tonight on Real America's Voice, and I'm going to talk like this, like I'm back in the 1960s. Does he still talk like
that's
that?
That's lovely.
That it accent. Is amazing they used to like talk it. Like that. Nobody talks like that anymore. I want to get back. Yeah, see here, we're going to get some evidence and we're going to charge them.
They're charming it. And, you know, it tells you one thing. American changed, but the communists didn't. They have this playbook. You know, they're just executing diligently, you know, one by one, according to this recipe book they have to take over a democratic country. Okay, so this is very, very clear. So top decision maker, they put their people there, spies, okay, and people that they compromised through those elites. That's why the CCP recruiting business people. They know in America, capital talks, money talks, right? So that's why they engage with, look at George Soros, right? He's owning a lot of assets. He has money. That's why he can give away for free money. So where did the money come from? You have to, coming from the CCP and coming from all those, you know, look at those foundation. Who owns them? Look at Sequoia. Where does the money come from? Again, come from China. Wow. Sequoia invested in all those blacklisted companies like BlackRock, like HSBC. Look at behind those business. These are coming from China. So they are used as a PR. They're PR people. They're doing public relations for the CCP and put pressure on your political system, which is supposed to be transparent and serving the people, but now has been hijacked by special interest groups. And they set the rules how the country is running. So that's the top part, okay? And the below part is your NGOs, membership organization. Look at those membership organizations. They have members. How did the university protest start it? They're from non-GOs, right? Palestinian for Peace, you know, all those students' bodies that they infiltrated and then use mass media, okay? The bottom part, you need media. That is why the CCP has to hijack the media. They have to ball out the media. So the media only distribute the propaganda and the disinformation, which aim to condition your mind. So that's how they actually moving you to a more socialist and eventually to a totalitarian, which is communism. Yeah. Okay, communism is the final stage of socialism, which means good job done. Okay, now all of you are slaves. Okay. Yeah. So that is how they're going to take over a democratic country using what they call revolutionary and parliamentary style. A very easy way, I refer to Pinkster, because it's very easy to remember the world, the words.
Let me play the rest of Edward Griffin here, because it is pretty fascinating to hear him spell this out and then see it unfold. This is also why I say, and I want everyone at home to take great hope from this away, because they have been trying this move. Here you have 55 years. It started even before this. You go back to the 1950s with communism trying to take over the country. They have been trying this move. They had a 20-year plan. They are well behind in their plan taking over America. The reason is they underestimated the American people. They underestimated us. They thought we would fall a lot easier. We have not fallen to this. Now, sometimes I feel like we're getting a little closer, and then other times I say, you know what? We're still pushing back, and we're still doing really well. We're on the verge here, and it's up to all of us to stand firm and fight back against this, but we got to be informed about what they're doing. So I'm going to play the rest of this here, and then I'll get you to respond to it, Ava. Here we go.
Now, the silent majority, the average person with no particular axe to grind, is caught right in the middle. He looks above and sees highly respected spokesmen for government calling for socialist legislation. He looks below and sees mobs of demonstrators shouting for the same thing. He says to himself, has everyone gone crazy or is it me? Now, he's still in the majority, of course, but he doesn't know it. He thinks he's helplessly outnumbered, and he bows to what he thinks is the democratic will of the majority.
All right, so that's the part where they thought we would bow. We have not bowed yet. Certainly there are those who have, but the majority of America has not. And in fact, I think right now what you're seeing more than anything else, these college campus protests, Ava, are doing such a disservice to the communist takeover. And it's really helping the freedom lovers in America because people are waking up. You have those that were Democrats, Blacks, Hispanics, Jewish people saying, you know what? This is craziness. And it's awakened the giant. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I think not just the university protests, it's a cumulative content for people to waking up. If you just reflect on what happened.
Let me just say, this is all part of, whether it's college campus, Antifa movement, Black Lives Matter. Right. These are all the same lunatics. They're just a different cause each time. Same NGOs. Exactly.
And also, if I can rewind for one more years, think about the COVID. That is the perfect pincer model, okay? Executed to the extreme, okay? Because it takes away your human rights and using the medical tyranny to push the evil agenda of the communists.
So I'm glad you brought up COVID, because let me just say this quickly. A lot of people said COVID was a test for what's to come. They wanted to see how far they could push you. No. COVID was the final assault. They thought this was it. This was their taking of the hill, and they didn't get the hill. They got it for a little bit. They made great strides. This was a long, drawn-out battle. Say it was they were trying to take this island in World War II, and it took them months and months and months, but they didn't get it. The Marines won. The same thing here. We're not going back to masks and lockdowns. I don't think that's ever going to happen again in America, because they lost. They tried to win, but they lost.
So, Grant, this is my understanding, and I'm going to share with you, and not a lot of people would agree with me, because you probably have to follow the whistleblower, and this is my reflection. So, as you said, COVID is the plan. I agree. Okay. However, this plan was not planned to be launched on 2019. The dark enslave, the depopulation plan has always been there for Illuminati. If you actually think about Illuminati, it's actually part of the WEF and the really dark evil forces. They have plotted this. However, Xi Jinping basically sabotaged that plan. They didn't want it to execute it in 2017, but Xi pervy to all those plans, and he wanted to take all. So he released it. Okay. So he released it prematurely. If you get what I'm saying. So you have two dark power right now is not completely working together, and they already have a very big, huge crack. Okay. And if you follow the whistleblower movement, you will know how we actually wage the unrestricted warfare against them to bring and save humanity. This is very winding, narrow path that we have to go, but you have to be extremely wise. You have to have the bless of the divine. The two darkest evil power, okay, wanted to slave all of us. And we only have a very narrow winding path to save humanity. So this is my opinion, and we can elaborate more in the future, maybe in a conversation or whatever, but yes, I just want to let people know, because that's how CCP planned, how the globalist planned vaccine. If you look at when vaccine development started, it started way before the virus, okay? Way before. So, and if you look at the CBDC, because ultimately, when they introduce a one world order, a key component to this is your financial freedom. And that is why they want to introduce this centrally bank controlled digital currency, because once they control that, they control every thoughts, behavior of you. Just look at China. In this weekend, I'm going to start doing a program, and I will let you see what the future looks like, because they are today reality. This dystopian reality is played in China every single day. Okay. If your money is controlled, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Well, these are the reasons why I bring you on, Ava, because this is the kind of information that's so important for us to figure out, people to know, because so many people are asleep at the wheel. Not the people watching this program, obviously. You're engaged and bringing this stuff on, but we need to do our part and bring the same message to the masses, Ava, that you bring us here, and then all of Stinchfield's army can take this and spread this out far and wide, which is why, as always, I tell people, share this video, like the video, and please subscribe to the channel as well. But it's fascinating stuff. It's sadly not going to end anytime soon, but I do believe they met a more formidable foe than they ever imagined in the United States, and we are not broken yet, and we're not breaking anytime soon. Ava, I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely. You know, just like we keep the faith, because we know at the end of the day, the creator, you know, he decides everything. So, and then same thing like Miles School, because Miles School's trial is about to start on May 22nd. And we have the full confidence that through this trial, that American people will see the evilness of the CCP, and hopefully that we can help Americans to shed a light on their traitors in the nation. And hopefully we can save this great nation. And I believe that will be done. And the justice will be served.
Miles, who's the founder of the new federal state of China, along with Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, now just a little news, folks, is now apparently going to be headed to prison. He lost his appeal. So he's got a 4-month sentence he faces in jail. He's going to join Peter Navarro there. Obviously, Miles Guo is there. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of these people that are trying to shed light on evilness are now being locked up as we speak. And today is Miles' birthday. Happy birthday to Miles, who's in prison. His second birthday, have to celebrate there. Not a place you want to wish someone happy birthday.
That's right. And also on when he was 20 years old, he celebrated his birthday also in jail in CCP, because for his support to the Tiananmen Square student movement in 1989. Yeah. So this is but difference is this time he's jailed in United States, supposedly to be the beacon of freedom.
Well, I'll tell you
but
what.
We will restore it.
Once President Trump gets back in office, a lot of the stuff ends instantly, and it sends a stark and stern message to those on the left, those trying to do all of these evil things, politically persecuting political foes. They'll send a strong message. We're not taking it. And that's why it's imperative we get the president back in office. Ava Chen, I appreciate the work you and all the whistleblowers you represent do inside China and inside the CCP over at the new federal state of China. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Take down the CCP.
Take down the CCP, folks. And the way you do it is by decoupling with them. I mean, literally, you've got to cut our economic ties off with China. They would wither on the vine if that happened. I just don't think that we've got American industrial leaders that have the stones to do that, because they love their money too much. But once we put political pressure on, pressure from all of us, maybe we start to decouple. And certainly, as again, President Trump back in office, putting pressure on China would really throw them a serious, serious blow to their quest to take us down, by the way. All right, thanks to the new federal state of China, the organization trying to take down the CCP. We appreciate them. And don't forget, folks, the website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. We will see you tonight on the Real America's Voice show, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We'll see you then.